these parshiyas, beginning specific in our parshiyas Lech Lecha, through the rest of Sefer Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us the story of the Avos, who they were the foundation of the Jewish nation. They're the Yesodis of Am Yisrael, Klal Yisrael. They're the Avos of Klal Yisrael. Leinikru Avos Ela Shloisha. As founding fathers, only Shloisha are considered Avos. A, that means to tell us that we're not, even though Noach was a Ish Tzadik Tomim, he's not considered Klapi us a founding father of Klal Yisrael. Shem was a very big Tzadik. Aver was a very big Tzadik. They were all, we're all descendants physically from Shem, from Aver, from Noach. Or I would even go further, Mesushelach. Noach's grandfather was a tzaddik yisod olam. Chanoich, Adam. But we're misyachis only to the shloisha avos, and it also means to say, even though I'm from Shevet Levi, some of us are from Levi, some of us are from Yehuda, from Binyamin, from other shvatim, the shvatim were considered as, yes, ish Levi, ish Yehudi, Ish Yemini from Shevet Binyamin, but that doesn't define that the Shvatim were not considered the Avos. The Avos, there's something unique to the Avos, that there's something that we are Mesiachis to the Avos, that they were our Yesoid, who in our Kedushas Yisrael, what a Jew is. We look at the Avos, we're supposed to learn from their Maisim, and there's this Chus Avos, there's something very unique specifically to the Maisim of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Maisim Avos, Simon Labonim. The Avos were the founders of Klal Yisrael. Leinikru Avos Ela Shloisha. But we say Zoicher Chasdei Avos, who made the girl of Nevinayim, who in Shmoneh Esrei, who we're referring to, the Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Yes, there's many Zchuyos from other Zaydis of ours who we're descendants of. But specifically, when we refer to Avos, we refer to the Avos as Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. The Maisim of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, these are the parashiyos that we're going through now. And the Torah gave us these parashiyos to learn from, as the Gemara tells us, Yofes Sichosen Shel Avdei Avos, Yosem Eterosen Shel Bnei Bolim. The Torah was even Marich Ad Kedei Kach to teach us in the Sicho, the way the Avdei Avos used to speak. And it's Yofa to learn from, even more than Terosh Shal Ben Yavonim, that the Torah sometimes gives us many big halachas learned out of an extra vav, an extra word. And Sichos and Shal Avdei Avos, we see the Torah expands and repeats over the story of Avdei Avos of Eliezer Eved Avram. The Torah goes into Bahar Chova and repeats it over and over, twice over. There's another, the Nitziv points out that there's another aspect that we're supposed to see from the Avos. Each one of the Avos was mushgach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the tremendous hashgacha pratis. That's another limud that we have to learn from these parashiyos. And when someone acts the way he's supposed to act, someone acts as a tzaddik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mashgiach on him and gives him all of his needs and takes care of him from all of his enemies. He's matzliach in a tremendous atzloch in everything he touches and he does in this world. The yisod of hashgacha pratis. Now the Nitziv explains that in the gilui hashgacha pratis, each one of the avos had a different hisgalus to him, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mashpia goodness to him in a specific, unique way, that was keneged the midah that av specifically had. I'll explain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has two hanhogas midos. I'll use the phrases of the concepts as even though it's a very deep idea, but at least I'll use the words. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga B'Hashgacha Pratis with all of us manifests itself with two different types of midos. There's what's called the mid of Malchus and there's what's called the mid of Tiferes. What's the mid of Malchus and what's the mid of Tiferes? Malchus is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashgiach when he wants to give a specific person a specific Hanhaga through Teva ways. He's Mashpiatim Hatzlocha. He bumps into someone, he meets someone who told him about a certain deal, finalizes things, has Hatzlocha and Parnasa, something happened, he found Kadosh Baruch Hu's Mesavev, how he found his Shidduch, all these different Hanhagas, totally of Teva. Kadosh Baruch Hu has the Teva serving humanity, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranges Teva, so to speak, that it should give every Yochid exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mazman to him. The Toiv Lamutar. That's the mid of Malchus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. He uses the Teva to give it to specific Yechidim exactly to their needs and to the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees is good for that person and is appropriate to direct that person, whatever is good for him, the true goodness. That's called the mid of Malchus. That is not the mid of Tiferes. Mid of Tiferes is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes beyond Teva. And Adarab is Megala Malchus in ways which are supernatural. Which are supernatural. And he comes in, so to speak, in ways which are Lemalim Derech Teva. Sometimes Mamish B'Derech Neis. And sometimes Lav Dafti B'Derech Neis. But there's, so to speak, his Galus of Hashgacha Pratis in a way of Yeshua that happens to a person in the Midah which is Lamalam Derech HaTeva. The Midah of Tiferes will generally, says the Netziv, reflect on the type of Avodah that a person is serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Mashgiach on him. The Hashgacha Pratis, the Midah of Tiferes, it's going to be in that specific type of Midah. And he gives an example. He says, Avraham Avinu, special midah that he had was the midah of Torah. Hagam, Avraham is known as Chesed, Yitzchak is Gvura, and Yankiv Avinu as Tiferes, which is the shlemus of the mizug between Chesed and Gvura. But there's something unique to Avraham Avinu, says the Netziv, on the pasuk of Vayishmer Mishmarti. The pasuk in Parshas Chayisar speaks about the Shvach, the praise of Avraham Avinu. What does the pasuk say? Vayishma mishmarti chukoysai v'seroysai. What is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that Avraham was shomer my mishmeres? So Rashi says the pshuta shel mikra. Vayishma mishmarti that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that Avraham Avinu kept all. The Gdorim, sorry, it's not in Chayisar, it's in Toldos. Eikiv Hashem Avraham Bekoyle Vishma Mishmarti, what's Mishmarti? He kept all the Din Idrabonon, Gzerus Lahar Choka, Lazar Shabbaturk, again, Shnius Laharayis, Vishvus Lishabbos. Mitzvoisai is referring to mitzvahs which are Dvorim Sheilulay Nichtavu, Ruinli, Itztavis, Kigan Gezel Shvachistomim, Chukoisai, things like Shatnez, Achilas Chazir, which are Achoik. Terosa is Torah Shebal Peh, with all of its Chilukei Dinim, that Avraham Avinu kept everything, Halacha Moshe Mesinai. And it says, even though that's the Pshutoi, I'll be the Drash, the Gemara always darshens, what's Mishmeres? So the Gemara tells us in Kiddushin that Torah is referred to as Mishmeres. Torah is Mishamartoi of person we call Ra. And then it brings a Medrash, Precious Rabbo, how Avraham Avinu stayed up nights and he was Yogea B'Toyra till his Kloyos became like a Mayan HaMizgaber teaching him Torah. The Yegi of Torah of Avraham Avinu, Avraham Avinu was the first Tzaddik to be Yogea in trying to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Megala his Torah to him. The Midov Hasmoda of Avraham Avinu's Torah, that was his main schus, so to speak, that he was zoiche, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was misnaig with him to be matzil him from all in mid of tiferes, from all the different things that happened to him, it was in the mid of Torah. What's the mid of Torah? So the Gemara tells us that Torah has a koyach to be matzil from milchama. Torah is nimshal to a cherev. The pasuk says chagor chabuchal cherev. Hoyt chavad arecha, referring to a Talmud Chacham. Torah is like a cherev. Torah, the schus of Torah is matzil from cherev, saves a person from cherev, and a Yeshua that comes in schus of the Torah comes through a hatzala of a melchama, in a form of a melchama. Therefore, all the Yeshuas that happened to Avraham Avinu, since it was his midah, specifically was the midah of hasmoda in Torah, they came to him, his hatzlacha was always in the midah of a melchama. He was always matzliach in the form of a melchama. The mid of Milchama has in it many aspects. Milchama from Yetzer Hara, Milchama from enemies, Milchama from when Sarai was taken by Paroi. How did the Yeshua happen? Vayinag Hashem negoim gedolim. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave big negoim punishments to Paroi, and they all found themselves sick, etc. Which the Netziv explained, that's also a form of Milchama. Kadosh Baruch Hu was taking all his different agents of bacteria, viruses, etc., having them attack Paroi. It's a hatzalav milchama. That's why in this week's parasha, when the pasuk says the negoim that happened to vayinaga Hashem is Paroi negoim gedolim es beisoi al dvar sorai eishes avrom. Asks the Netziv, Chazal Rishon, what's the emphasis on Eishes Avraham? Advar Sarai, on the story that he did to Sarai. The Negoim were because the fact that she was Eishes Avraham. The Negoim were because she was Sarai, she's an Eishes Ish. Chazal tell us, the pasuk later, that Sarai was even a bigger tzaddikus than Avraham Avinu. So what's the emphasis on Eishes Avraham? Says the Netziv, the fact that it came, the Yeshua of Sarai came through Paroi getting these Negoim Gedolim in the form of Milchama, was because Avraham Avinu was her husband, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was being matzil her as Eishes Avraham, so it came in the form of a Milchama. When it would come, if it would come a Yeshua to her, not Al Avraham Avinu's chus, it wouldn't be in the form of a Milchama. It could have. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it in the chus of Avraham, and therefore it came in the form of a Milchama. And all the other things we find are Milchama. Yitzchak's midah was what? Avodah. Korbonus, tefillah, leitzi Yitzchak lasuach, basode, midah of Avodah. Specifically, parnosa of a person, of Klal Yisrael, is mushpa directly from Avodah, from Korbonus, from tefillah. The mashpia of Parnassah to Yisrael is Avodah. So if it's going to have a mid of Tiferes, it's going to be with what? By Yitzchak? Parnassah. Be'ikr. Keneged his mid of Avodah. And that's how we find the Iker Nekudah by Yankiv. By Yitzchak was the Gilui Hashgacha Protis on his Hatzloch in Parnassah in ways which were Lamala Midrach HaTeva. Always being prosperous, being matzliach in a tremendous way. Yaakov, specifically, he had all the midas of the avos of Avram, Yitzchak, Torah, Avodah together, but specifically he had the midah of Derech Eretz, running a house, the way Yankiv did. Yankiv was Mushlam specifically. It's interesting when the Tziv says this a little different than maybe people would simply understand, and that's a poshta avon generally is that Avraham Avinu was Gmilus Chasodim. And the Tziv says that Yaakov was the mid of Gmilus Chesed, hang with the base and hang with everyone else, with even with base Lavan, taking care of Lavan's sheep. As the Rambam says in the end of Sechir's Poyalim, that's what brought his tremendous bracha and hatzlach in this world. Being erlech legamri with Lavan and trying to do for Lavan to his best, no matter what Lavan did to him. as we see, he did for the other Royim. He took off the Evan Malpia Be'er, doing for others. That's the meat of Gemilus Chasodim, which Yaakov Avinu had. And in the schar of Gemilus Chasodim is Shalom. All of Yaakov's successes were with his base Yaakov, that there was Shalom in his house. There's a tremendous midah he was zoichet to with Shalom. And that's the schar and the reflection of the midah of Tiferes to Yaakov Avinu connected his special emphasis of avodah of Gemilus Chasod. A general hakdama, an outlook of how to look at the Ovis, in Pshat, specifically in this week's parasha, Al Dvar Sarai Eshes Avram, and the Yisod of Avram Avinu's Hatzloche, the Melchomis, etc., as we'll be seeing in this week's parasha and the coming parasha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mitzava Avram Avinu, in this week's parasha, Mitzvah Mila. Maybe before I go into the Rashi over here, into the Chazal, Al Drash, I'll speak up some Yoni Halacha over here of Mitzvah Smila. Kuchboch was Mitzavas, the Mitzvah is, the Ben Shmoin Asiyomim, Yimur Lochem Kol Zohar. Mila has to be by Yom HaShmini. And we also learn Mila has to be done by Yom, not by Laila. Dr. Rambam, Mila mitzvah sasei shechayov maleo kores shenemar va'or lezocha asher lo'ima lutzar losa v'nichus ha'nefesh shahi. Mila is the mitzvah sasei that is a chiyuv kores on it. U'mitzvah ala av, it's a mitzvah on a father to be mal his ben, v'ala rav lo musavodov. Ovar ha'av v'yo'odoin v'loim maloison Bittel mitzvah sasei ve'inu chayiv kores shena kores tol yele bo'er el atzmai. Who has kores on mitzvah smila? Only a person himself, if he's not mal. A father is chayiv and he's mevatel mitzvah sasei if he doesn't do the mila. But midach gisa, there's no kores. Now this halacha of ovar ha'av v'loim maloison, that he's mevatel mitzvah sasei, what does it mean that he's loimol? How long did he wait for? An hour, two, day or two? When do we refer to it that it's a bitul mitzvah saseh, when the father's not mal his son? So there's a din to be mal bayoim and to be mal bayoim hashmini. Okay, comes the yoim hashmini, a father has to do milan to his son. When is he over? So it's meduyik from the Rambam, and to halacha also, in Mikar, from the Gemara, Darshan Zir from a Pasuk, that Kol Hayoim is Kosher Lemila. The whole day is Kosher Lemila. Elish is Rizin Magdimim Lemitzvahs. Special Aloch of Zrizin, to be Magdim to Mitzvahs, and to do it early in the morning. As we learn out from Avram Avinu, the Pasuk says, Vayashkim Avram Baboiker. What's the Torah emphasizing in Vayashkim Avram Baboiker? Avram woke up early. Kolayoyim was kosher. Elosh is rizin magdimim lemitzvahs. So it's pashtus is meduyek that the inyan to be makdim earlier in the day and not to be mal later in the day is not a bitul mitzvah saseh. Rather, it's a din of zrizim magdimim lemitzvahs. Zrizim have to be magdim, but it's a special hidur. It's not meikar din mila. Let's say there's a mitzvah of tashbisus ormi bateichem on Pesach. You can't keep chametz. When you find chametz chas v'shalom on Pesach, there's a mitzvah that says tashbisus ormi bateichem. You have to go ahead and you have to destroy it. When does that have to happen? How much time do you have? Pashtus is, Zetzlach says, and it's Pashtus as in Noach Reinim, immediately. You find chametz on Pesach, if it's chalamoy that you're allowed to burn it, you can't wait a moment. You have to take it. You have to go burn it on the spot. You can't wait. Burning it straight away is not a din and zrizim akdim on the mitzvah. It's a din meikar adin that you can't be mevatel. The mitzvah of tashbisu that you have to be mashbis chametz from your rishus. We're mitzvah to be mal, to take off the orla. To do a maisa mila, to take off the orla. How much time do we have to do it? Now, the pashtus of the words of the Gemara is shekol hayoyim kosher, that there's a din yoyim. At kama there's a din yoyim, it's mashma that it's only a din zrizim makdimim to do it early in the morning. What's the pshat? Says Reb Chaim that yoyim hashmini is different than someone who, for whatever reason, b'mezid or b'oynes, because he was sick or something, had to push off a mila to other days. Yoyim hashmini, the Torah gave the whole yoyim hashmini. You're able to do mila on the yoyim hashmini. Being magdim, doing it early on the yoyim hashmini, is a hiddur. It's reason magdim on the mitzvahs, as we learn out from Vayashkim Avram Baboyker. Masha'inkeim, if it's not yoyim hashmini, then the din to be magdim, earlier in the day, is mikach the din of mitzvahs mila gufer. There's a mitzvah on the father to be mal, his son. There's a din to take off this erla. The din to take off this erla is as soon as you can. Waiting is a bitul mitzvah saseh.
So you say it's better to do it at night?
Chas v'sholem. Laila is possible. There's a psul laila.
It's not considered a mitzvah.
No. And if you, as someone who does a mila by laila, has to do a maisa atofas dam bris. Because there's two things in the mila. Mila has, first of all, taking off the orla. But besides taking off the orla, there's a tachlis in the maisa hamila itself. The maisa hamila itself is a maisa which is mekadesh. It's a maisa mitzvah. If a mila was done with a paslus, shaloy al pidin, the orla is gone, but the maisa mila wasn't done, you have to do a maisa hatofas dam bris. Okay, you're not chayv chorus. That's
no, but
no. Just a second. There's no chorus on the father at all. Chorus is only on Orel himself, who doesn't do it. You have an adult whose parents weren't malhim. The parents weren't malhim, and he's now at age 20 finds out, hey, there's a mitzvah smila. I have to do bris smila. Ach. I'm paranoid. I'm scared. I don't want to do it. It hurts. I don't want to go through the procedure. That is a mitzvah saseh sheyesh b'koris. And even that, the Rambam says, he only gets koris if he dies before he does the mila. The Ravid asks, what do you mean? He has a whole shail on him. So whenever he says chayv koris, the last minute, he's annoying. But the Rambam says, avada, the father does not have koris. That's exactly what I read. The father has no koris. Now, even an oral himself, if at age 20 he finds out from his Rav that there's a mitzvah smila, he tells him all the dinim, but it's at night, so aloch is he waits, because he has to do a mitzvah maisa mila, which is kosher. He has to go by yoim. And the aloch is a mila balayla, needs a hatofas dam bris.
So,
I can't hear you well.
I
missed that first word that you said again.
Hypothetically.
Okay, yes. No, that's also okay. Is there a din? There was. I remember such a shayla. There was a certain moil where there's tricky ways of doing a bris. Shayla is what you have to do with it. The pashtus is there's a concept of dam bris. Dam bris is something very special. It's an interesting brocha by milas avodim. It's It's the most unique bracha you ever heard. Or even by Milas Gerim, here. Listen to this bracha. What bracha do you make? On a regular mila, what bracha do you make? And then there's a bracha, either it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, Birkas HaShvach, that's all Sugim, Psoch, and Dav Zayin. The bracha of Asher Kidesh Yidid Mi Beten. Okay, Pashtus says it's a Birkas HaShvach, because the Rambam says Asher Kidesh Yidid Mi Beten is Aviya Ben makes the bracha, or the mila, or Echad Min HaOimdim Shom. As we do today. Who makes the bracha? Rashi is mechubis on the kois, and Mashgiach is mechubis with bracha, so whatever. You give two people, and the one way, it's not a regular Birkas HaMitzvah. What's the Birkas HaMitzvah on Mila? Asher Kidshom Tzvayis Vitzono Ala Mila. When you do Mila as Geirim, what's the bracha on Mila as Geirim? Asher Kidshom Tzvayis Vitzivonu La Mula as HaGeirim, Vela Hatif Mehem Dam Bris, Shel Mole Dam Bris, Le Niskaim Ushamayim Vaoretz, Shenevam Le Bris, Yom Valaylo, Chukes Shamayim Vaoretz, Lo Yisamti, and then everyone says, Amen. What? The Pashtus is that yes, but and it could, and I'm not getting into it, and it could be that by this, the Pashtus, it could be that you also need by regular blood, but la halacha, we never find such a tenai, such a din. The Pashtus by gerim you do need, but anyway, nachzil in yoneinu. But let's say take a regular person who had a bris with a paslus. Let's say it was done al yidein akum, a goy she doctor took off a mila. Or the mila was done balayla. The halacha is bayoyim. You have to do a ma'isa atofas dam bris al yidei ish Yisrael who's kosher. Special ma'isa atofas dam bris. I remember there was a boy in yeshiva many years ago who realized that his mother's gerus wasn't a kosher gerus. He was a top bacher in yeshiva, meaning. His mother later was Megayer with the proper Geirus, but before he was born, but by the time he was born, his mother's Geirus wasn't a good Geirus. So, when he realized the details, he came to Rosh Yeshiva, to Mashgiach, that he wants to be Megayer. He was a top bocher in Yeshiva. It's happened more than once. Top bocher in Yeshiva. No problem. Mashgiach, Rosh Yeshiva, Abramowitz. They took him to the mikvah in Matzesdorf, and he was toivel. At first it was the moil Rabbi Schiff did a maisa tofas dambris because he was a moil. His parents raised him as an Orthodox child. He went to regular Jewish schools. So you had a matziv, someone he has no arla, he's totally moil. He needed for his gerus, he needed a tofas dambris. So he needed Atavas Dambris, and he needed a tefillah. That's the aloha Atavas Dambris. If you don't have an orla, however it is, bekashrus or bepaslis, in this case it was that the orla was taken off when he was still a goy. So when he became a ger, he needed Atavas Dambris, but the same thing could be by a Jew also. If his orla was taken off, balaylo, or al yidei a goy, goyish a doctor, that doesn't have a din of a ma'isa bris, he needs a ma'isa tofas dam bris later. Interestingly, there's a Ramo, there's a steer in the Ramo. Between two halachas, someone who's mal, koidem, shmini. The halacha is someone who's mal, toich shmini. Over there, the Ramo paskins that he does not need a tofas dam bris. While if he's mol balaylo, even leil shmini, well, if he's mol balaylo, he does need later hatofas dambris. What's the difference?
So,
on day 7. Day 7 or day 6. Not on the 8th day. I mean to say, if he was, didn't mean, if the father was...
What?
During the day. During the day, 8th day, that's the ideal.
No, during the day, 7th.
Yes. He was mal during the day. During the 7th day, he does not eat atofas dambris. Masha'en ken, if he's mal at night, it doesn't make a difference if it's night of number 6, or night of number 8, or night of number 9. He needs atofas dambris. What's the chilek? Chaim said the chilek is, he said that atofas dambris doesn't need shmini. So if he was mal toich shmoino within the 8 days, let's say in day 6, He lemaisa had atofas dambris because dambris is not ma'ak. For atofas dambris is a maisa, it's not ma'akiv shmini. Mashenkin yoim is ma'akiv in shmini. Is ma'akiv even in atofas dambris. So when he took off the orla on the sixth day, it's a paslus in the miller, but it's not a paslus in atofas dambris. When he is mal balaylo, laylo is a psulim in atofas dambris. If he was nimal al yedei a goy, it's a paslus even the gavei atofas dambris. It's a psul in the mila, but it's not a psul in tofas dambris. A goy is a psul even the gavei atofas dambris shaboy. So Reb Chaim is masked with the grade of the chilek a bit more. He says, in Atofas Dambris, there's no din shmini for Atofas Dambris. Masha'inkin, there's a psul laylo, be'etzem, even for Atofas Dambris. There's a psul goy, even for Atofas Dambris. Masha'inkin, there's no din shmini, the gabi Atofas Dambris. Yes.
So,
Who? You're not chayiv kares because he has no erla. He has a mitzvah smila to do atofas dambris. According to Ramo, even not there. He has nothing. He's okay. He doesn't have an erla and he has atofas dambris. His mila was taken off shalai al pidin. What happened to someone who's born without an erla? What? For specific, okay. So he's similar to him, let's say. I mean, it's not Mamash Halach, the same, there's many Chiluki Din in between them, but the same thing. He doesn't have an Orla, and he had Atofas, and he had Atofas Dambris, which was Toich Shmini. He's okay, meaning he has both Nekudis. His Orla was taken off, was not taken off in the right fashion, but Lamaisa, he doesn't have an Orla, and Midor Gisa, he has Atofas Dambris, that substitutes for a Maisa Mila. Now, Maisa Mila, as we came up to the Chagav and discussion, has two parts to it. The Rambam says, "Paragimla lo chiches, Ma'usa hi ha'orla. The orla is ma'us, is disgusted. Shenizganu b'ha rishoyim. When the Pasuk wants to describe what's wrong with the rishoyim, the Pasuk says, Kichol ha'goyim areilim. It's ma'us that when you want to be magdir, when the pasuk is being magdir, the shiflus of the goyim, the lowliness of the goyim, how are they referred to as areilim? And that's the Yiddish phrase of a goy. In the old, when I mean Yiddish phrase, the European phrase, the high Yidden in Europe when they refer to it, as an oral. He's an oral. And as the Gemara Darm says, the oral doesn't mean. That's the definition of what a goy is, even if he happens to be mohu, not to have an orla, but he's a cheftz of hanoidim in ha'arelim, he's also an other goyim, even if they don't have an orla, happens to be. The pasuk says by when David HaMelech was mekoinein on the death of Shaul HaMelech, he said, pen ta'aloizno, chas v'shom, that they should rejoice, who? Bnois ha'arelim, the daughters of the arelim. When he was referring to the plishtim, and he was referring to the their lowliness, that the daughters of the Arelim, they shouldn't rejoice in the death of Shaul. Penta aloizna b'neisa Arelim. The chilul Hashem that David HaMelech saw in the death of Shaul was that the daughters of the Arelim, they'll rejoice, chas v'shaul. The definition of an orla is mi'us. It's dover ma'us. Ugdoila hi mila. Great is the mila. Shilei nikra avarm avinu shalein. Avraham Avinu wasn't considered Shalem ad Shemol. Shenemar is halich lefona veheyetomim. Ve'et nabrisi beinu uveinecho.
So the actual Arla,
and he's bringing a raya that the actual Arla is so ma'us that it becomes a concept. When you want to refer to someone who's a Rosha, low, he's viewed as being an Arla. That's another aspect of the Gemara Nedarim that I brought, that even when a guy takes off his Arla, he still remains to be a cheftz of someone who has an Arla. Hakol Hagoyim Arelin, even when they physically take off their Arla. Beis Halevi says, on this Halach and Ramam, he says it on many Nekudas in the Sugya, in 8th Perek in Yevamos Ha'Arel, every Mila has two parts to it. There's the chelik of sur meira, taking off the orla, which is the chelik of ra. And when a person chas v'shom has the orla, he's connected to evil, to tuma, to shiflus, to lowliness. And a person's orla is taken off; he doesn't have that. But then more than that, the chosam habris is a tremendous kedusha and a maila and a shleimus of the person. The shleimus of a person is because of his bris. There's this chelik of the sur meira, and there's the chelik of the asei toiv. The fact that we have a bris kodesh, that's a maila and a kedusha that we have in our guf. There's a medrash. It's also a gemara, I think, in Sanhedrin. That Avraham Avinu sits by the opening of Gehenna, and he doesn't allow anyone who's a mohul to go in. Meaning, there's a koyach, the schus of Avraham Avinu, which saves a Jew from going into Gehenna. Milvad, the Gemara says, someone who has a shalom is mechalel his kedusha sabris in certain ways. But someone who shomer his kedusha sabris, he's not roya pnei gehenna. What's that nekuda? That's the that we have a bris kodesh is a tremendous mailer. It's not just that we don't have that shiflus. We have a mailer in us. We have a kedusha in us. And that's why taka this nekuda, which I mentioned previously, when someone's oil is taken off shalei al pidin. Let's say toich. Not Tachshmona, or Mila Balayla, or taken off surgically by someone who halachically is not kosher to do a bris. He doesn't have the orla, he doesn't have the chelik of the ra anymore, but he's lacking the choysam ois bris kodesh. And that's what he needs al yidei, the hatofas dam bris, that's a maise which makes this ois bris as ois bris kodesh, gives him, it's mekadesh him, and gives him this ois bris kodesh in his guf. It gives him this tesefis, this quality of maila that he has. The Rambam speaks about this maila that a person has through his mila. He brings Avraham Avinu, that Avraham Avinu wasn't called Sholein till he did the mila. In our week's parasha, Nisalech Lefonei Veheye Tomim. Now, so what does Rashi say? Nisalech Lefonei Veheye Tomim. Rashi brings the Chazal, the Gemara Nedarim, the end of the third parib. It's two pshatim over here in Tomim. Dovar Acher, the second pshat says Rashi, hey Tomim, Ach shav ato choser chamisha eivorim, beiz einayim, beiz oznayim, v'roish agvia. The two einayim, the two oznayim, v'roish agvia, the eivor of the mila, you're still choser. V'oisif l'cho ois al shmecha, I'll give you another hey to your name. You won't be called Avram, you'll be called Avraham. The gematria of Avraham is 248. The gematria of Avraham is 243. By changing Avraham Avinu's name, adding a hey, and giving him the mitzvah of Mila together, Rashi brings to Chazal that the minion of his Avraham fit to the minion of the gematria of his name. What's pshat in this Rashi and Chumash? Rashi is mekatzer. The Gemara in the Dorim says this is a Gemara in the Dorim. He's quoting it b'ktzara. The Gemara says uses lashon like this. B'tchila himlicha Hakadosh Baruch Hu al masayim v'arboim mishloisha ivorim. L'chatchila Hakadosh Baruch Hu was manlich Avram, made him king over 243 ivorim. And at the end, the Kadosh Baruch Hu made him melech over 248 eivorim. What does it mean that Kishbuch was Mamlich Avram Avinu on 243 and later on to 248? So we have over here a Ran. First date in Ran. Shtei Einayim v'shtei Oznayim Shebetchilo Himlich HaKishbuch Alivorov Shein Bereshuso Lizor Me'avera. Kishbuch was Mamlich Avram Avinu on his Avarim that they should be in his Reshus to be Nishmar, to be hold himself back from doing an Avera. When a person's a melech over himself, over his eivarim, or the concept that we have, we find in the poskim, we have to be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on our eivarim. What does that mean, we're mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on eivarim? And we mekabel the malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu on eivarim, that these eivarim, they should act only in the way that the melech wants them to act. That's the concept that we be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on our eivarim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mamlech Avram Avinu on his Eivarim, it means that Avram Avinu gained full control over 243 Eivarim, that they should never be Nichshal and Chait. Says the Ran, Aval Einov V'oznov Shel Odom, the Einayim and the Oznayim of a person, Einam B'Rishusay, Sharei Al Korcho Yira Be'Einov. He bumps into things non-planningly and he sees things. He hear ubaoznav yishma ulebasoif kshen nimol. When Avram Avinu was nimol, himlicha Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave Avram the malchus afilu al elu shelo yistakel velo yishma ki im dvar mitzvah, that he should never see or never hear anything only if it's going to be a dvar mitzvah. We see over here tremendous yisod. Firstly, Hakadosh Baruch Hu sometimes can give a person, if a person is worthy, and that's what Avram Avinu was worthy of, Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives a person control over his Eivarim. Why am I saying a person is worthy? Because what's it totally on? Hakadosh Baruch Hu is of a rachamon. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is ain't above a trun chazal seim briyosam. He doesn't expect and demand from us that which we can't do or naturally achieve. Hakadosh Baruch Hu created us with our chesroinus. But derech tzachus, we say bur nefoshes rabbis, v'chesroinu, Hakadosh Baruch Hu created nefoshes, and our lackings too. We have chesroinus. The fact that we're boss of Adam, yulud isha, we're mortal human beings, we have shortcomings, that's very natural, and that's very normal. That's all the creation that Hakadosh Baruch Hu created. Hakadosh Baruch Hu expects us, with the tools that he gave us, to uplift ourselves from our shortcomings and take ourselves out of it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a matana to a person, control over his Eivarim, even in situations where naturally he's not in control. Nat Iran says that's the concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mamlech person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu on his own eyes, on his ears. That's the extreme thing which a person is almost not in his control. And that's telling you what? That when a person does that which is up to him, he tries his best, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses him with success, even in things which are beyond him. That's also what we say in benching, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed always, Bakoil, Mikoil, Koil. Pasuk says, by Avram, by Yivarech Avram, Bakoil. By Yitzchak used the Lashon, V'oichal Mikoil, that I had everything. In the pasuk by Yankiv says koil. It's the Gemara in Basra Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara says that the obvious were blessed with these brachas of bakol mikol koil, which is what says the Gemara in Daf Yud Zayin in Bava Basra. There's three that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them to taste Olam Haba in this world. Eilin Avram, Yitzchak v'Yakov. Avram d'chsiv bei Bakoil, Yitzchak d'chsiv bei Mikoil, Yaakov d'chsiv bei Kol. Shloish shalosh shalat ben Yetzer Hara. Three of us didn't have Yetzer Hara. Eilin Avram, Yitzchak v'Yakov d'chsiv bohu Bakoil Mikoil Kol. Now, what does that mean? So the Rishonim over here say, Tosfos over here says, Eilefarish shulay shulat ben klal. Don't be mefarish that they never had a Yetzer Hara. How do they ever get schar? If they were born perfect without a yetzara, what are they getting schar for? Elo, kid Omar, he brings the Gemara in Yumat. Tosfos in Balabas Yudzai. Kevon shavar adam roiv shnois of aloi chot. A person held himself most of his years, and he didn't do chayt. Shuv ein chayte. He'll never be chayte anymore. Hachinami by the Ovis. Kevon shirak adish baruchu. Akadosh baruchu saw shivu doich kin atzmon kol kach. They pressured themselves so much lehisrachik min aveira, to distance themselves from an aveira. See a Kadosh Baruch Hu mikan ve'elach. Kadosh Baruch Hu helped them mikan ve'elach. Shelo sholat ben yetzer hara. That the yetzer wasn't shalit on them. The avos hakadoshim, they were doichik themselves kol kach so much not to be nichshal in chet. Kadosh Baruch Hu blessed them with the siyata d'shmaya that they were not nichshal anymore. And that's the concept of Kadosh Baruch Hu blessed them bakol mid kol kol. That's what we ask Kadosh Baruch Hu benching. Kein yevarcha yisonu kulonu yachad. Bracha shleima. That's the greatest bracha that a person has, which the Gemara in Nedarim phrases it that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is mamlech a person on his own evarim. The highest madrega is when a person is totally melech over these extra chamisha evarim. Shnei oznaim in the Rosh HaGviyah. And how is a person zoich at Tosfos says? And when a person is doichik atzme kol kach, and the opposite is nebachos true. A person is porutz in something. He allows himself to watch Nebuch things that are awesome. He looks, and he's not makbid, not to be megari yetzahara, benafshay. Then, things happen, the circumstances happen to him, which bring to him nisyonis, which are almost automatic. But who's the taina on? On the person himself. When you had choice, you made your wrong choices. And Meidach Gisa, the other thing is also true. This Tarpel used to say, when a person holds himself back from making a bad choice, he zoiche to a tremendous siyata d'shmaya. This Tarpel used to say, he could be poyel Yeshua. He said, the greatest zman rachmim is when a person holds himself back from a chait. That he was able to look at, he had an isoyin of looking at something, reading something that he shouldn't. He held himself back and he turned away. He could daven. And he should daven. He should daven then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, save me that I should never be nichshal in anything wrong. I should never be nichshal in seeing anything wrong, reading anything wrong. Save me from Yetzirah. Save me from hard circumstances. And a person's tefillah will be answered. And a person, by being doichek atzma, we have to learn from the Ovis. How is a person zoiche? The Ovis were zoiche to me'ein olam haba in this world. Why? Because Tosfos in Baba Basra says they were doichik atzmon. They distanced themselves from chet until they were zoich that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed them. And this goes on every single yochid. Kevon she'ovar odom roiv shnoisov, and he's not nichshal in chet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses him, he won't be nichshal in chet forever. And that's what specifically the mitzvah of Mila teaches us. That was the gematria of 248 of Avraham. That even things, as Tosfos says, are not unshusa shel odom. Because Baruch Hu blessed Avram that he only saw Dvar Mitzvah. He only heard Divrei Mitzvah. He didn't hear Divrei Aver. There's a Zohar HaKadosh in this week's parasha. We have that Yishmael was Nimoel also. The Zohar HaKadosh says that Yishmael asked for Schar on his mila. More than that, Yeschar and his descendants Mila. The Rambam Shita is, I mean, it's Pashtus in the Gemara. The descendants of Yishmael and Bnei Keturah who come from Avraham Avinu, they're also Chayv and Mila. They also need to be Mal. The Bnei Yishmael, they're Mal. State in Zoyar that as a schar and as a merit that the Bnei Yishmael have from their Mila, they have an achiza in Eretz Yisrael when Eretz Yisrael is empty from Klal Yisrael. There's an argument between the sar of Yishmael and the sar of Klal Yisrael doesn't have a sar. It's a kitchuk against Klal Yisrael that they should have Eretz Yisrael in the schus of their Mila. Says the Zohar, their Mila is a Mila Reikanya. It's an empty Mila. Quoting Pachas Yoyser, the words of the Zohar. It's a Mila Reikanya. It's an empty Mila. There's nothing to the Mila. And therefore, they're only Zohar the Mila when Klal Yisrael aren't in Eretz Yisrael. Masha Enke. Klal Yisrael, who has not an empty Mila, they have the real Zchus over Eretz Yisrael. The Beis Alevi, God explains, the difference between the Mila of Bnei Yishmael and the Mila of Yisrael is in this Nekuda that the Bnei, the Zohar also mentioned it, that they have a Mila without a Priya. They don't have a Priya. The Mila of Yisrael is a Mila which is taking off the Arla, and then there's a thin skin underneath the Arla which there's a halacha to be Pireya. That Priya, says the Beis Alevi, is what gives the Tosefes Kedusha to the Mila. What Yishmael are lacking, they don't have an Arla, but they don't have that special Kedusha. The Mila Reikanya is, since they don't keep the Mila the Kedusha, and there's no Kedusha at all to their Mila, that's viewed as a Mila Reikanya, as an empty Mila. It's a Mila without Kedusha, it just doesn't have the Chisarn. The Zohar then says that the Tzoris that the Bnei Yishmael do to Klal Yisrael, Ba'achris Hayomim, over Eretz Yisrael, is they, because of the schar that they have for their Mila Reikanya, for their empty Mila. What would come out from that Zohar is that when we see what's going on nowadays, when we see this, and what we see in this world just is a manifestation of what's going on in Olam Yisrael Yoinim. When there's a Melchama between Bnei Yishmael and Bnei Yisrael, what's really going on is the schus of their Mila Toifis Mokoim or not? The Kedusha of the Mila of Yisrael that is should not be a Mila Reikanya, rather to all the that the Mila should have its Kedusha, that's what we're marked by doing the Priya. That's what the Beis Alevi says, that Al Yidei, the fact that we have a Priya, there's an Ois Bris Kodesh which is a positive, it's not just taking away the negative, that's the opposite of what the concept of Mila Reikanya is. Chazal say that when Avraham Avinu is Yoshev Al Pischa Shel Gehenim and he saves anyone who was Mahul besides someone who was a Boyal Aramis or Moshech or Lasoi, which are things which are Mechal of the Kedusha of the Mila, if someone holds his Mila not with a Chil Kedusha, with a proper Kedusha, he has a koyach to be matzil and to be nitzol from what goes on from the schus of Bnei Yishmael over Eretz Yisrael na'achris hayomim. That's b'chur what should come out from that zoya. Another nekud I'll mention, as I spoke out the nekud of Avraham Avinu being matzliach in melchome in Torah has a koyach to be megin un matzil, as the pasuk says by Avraham Avinu, anochi mogen loch, and that's what we say in the bracha of mogen Avraham. And the Netziv explains on Mogin Loch is weiter, that in the schus of the Talmud Torah of Avraham Avinu, he was nitzel in the mid of Tiferes to be matzlim from Cherev. And that's the concept, and that's why this is something specifically unique by Avraham Avinu Mogin. The koyach of Limna Torah has a koyach to be matzlim from Cherev. And that's the koyach in the mid of Mogin. Nowadays, when we're going through hardships, we have to daven. That's avoided. By being mischazik, in these two nekudas, in the midah of Torah, midah of cherev, and the mitzvah's mila, which has the koyach, to give Klal Yisrael the koyach counter effect against the schuz of Bnei Yishmael, which should be zoiche, to have Yeshua from the cherev of Bnei Yishmael, the chas v'sholom should not have any koyach over Klal Yisrael, we should be zoiche, to be mitayar ourselves, mekadish ourselves, and by pushing ourselves to be doichek in matzavim where it's hard, to be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on all of our Eivorim. We push ourselves, yes, to be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Eivorim. The schar of that is, and we should be zoiche, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us siyata dishmayim, be mamlech us, a proper hamloch, that we should be malochim over our Eivorim. That full shlita, lasens v'tzoyne izborach. A good Shabbos.